Today on the Strang Report, we're going to hear about what God is saying about Donald Trump and the election from a prophetic voice with a high degree of accuracy. I think it will make you think. Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang. I'm honored to welcome back to my podcast Troy Black, who's a popular YouTuber, author, filmmaker, and most importantly, a prophetic voice. He focuses on seeing the lost come to salvation in Jesus and Christians walking in the abundant life that Jesus promised through the new covenant. He believes in stewarding the prophetic gift through promoting sound doctrine, purity, and accountability. So, what has the Lord said to him about what's going on in our nation, especially with the upcoming election? I think what he says to Christians, especially about Donald Trump, will surprise you. Stay tuned for my conversation with Troy Black. You don't want to miss this. Troy, thanks for taking time to be in my podcast. You have your own huge audience, and as I've watched it, you seem to very humbly share what you believe God is saying. So thanks for agreeing to share some of that with me and my audience. And I want to ask you about what's happening in the culture. And of course, everyone is focused on the election and Donald Trump. Some prophetic voices prophesied a decade ago that he would be president for two terms. And while he was elected in 2016, he wasn't reelected in 2020. So what specifically are you hearing about Donald Trump?
Well, Steve, first off, I want to say thank you for having me. It's an honor just to be here. Second off, I do need to kind of share a simple disclaimer that I often share on my own channel. And it's that prophecy under the new covenant needs to be tested. It needs to be judged. It needs to be weighed. And I get that from 1 Corinthians 14 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. So those listening can go review those scriptures for themselves if they want to learn more about that. But I would encourage every person to take prophecy before the Lord in prayer and to examine it according to the scripture and compare the message that's being preached to what's preached in the Word of God before you run with that specific prophecy. Because that's just how it works under the new covenant. So I'm trying to say that everything I say today that's prophetic, I'm trying to say it from that perspective. But to answer your question, Steve, I've been hearing different prophecies about Donald Trump specifically and about the elections, about some different politicians over the last 3 or 4 years. And I've shared several words publicly. And one of the main things that I've heard about Donald Trump specifically is the Lord saying, I'm still using him. I'm still using Trump. So these are words that I've heard since 2020. I can't really speak into that at all prior to that, since 2021, actually. But the Lord keeps saying, I'm using him. And that's a question that many Christians I know have asked, well, God, why would you use someone like Trump? Or many people would automatically respond and say, God couldn't use somebody like Trump. And over, the Lord keeps pointing me to different people in scripture that he's used, like King Cyrus, even Balaam. I mean, Balaam, in my opinion, was a false prophet. Essentially, he was using divination and stuff. And different people have different opinions on Balaam, but that's my perspective. And yet, God used him to bless Israel instead of cursing Israel. And God even used a donkey that Balaam was riding on top of in order to speak to Balaam. You know, so I believe that God is willing and able to use anyone and anything that he can. And I believe there's something very specific. There's a specific reason why God is using Donald Trump during this hour, during this time, and why he's not done with him. And I say that not out of a place of opinion, but I say that from based on the words that I've been hearing from the Holy Spirit. God's still saying, I'm not done with him. I'm not done with him. You know, and does that mean that he's going to win this year specifically? To be honest, I don't know. I'm praying that he does. You know, as a conservative Christian, I'm praying that he gets reelected. Based on what I've heard from the Lord, I believe he's going to be, but the Lord hasn't clearly and specifically stated that he's going to be reelected. So that's as much as I can give, you know, from that perspective. I try to be very careful with connecting dots that the Lord has not connected for me. And I would warn every believer this year as well. There are going to be more and more prophecies about Donald Trump coming out this year, still to come, from many different voices across the spectrum. And my warning in love would be careful with connecting dots that the Lord is not connecting. Make sure that it's something the Holy Spirit's actually said. And then also if it's coming from somebody that you don't know if you can trust or not, take it with a grain of salt, you know, and pray about it before you move forward with that.
Well, first of all, I appreciate the disclaimer that you gave. I think that's very important, and I think that that adds to your credibility. I followed this thing with prophecies very, very closely because I've written several books on Donald Trump. The first one, God and Donald Trump, was actually the thing that sparked it, at least, was the fact that there were some prophetic voices who had prophesied that Trump would be elected, and no one thought that would really happen, even up to Election Day. And it wasn't widely known, even though we had reported it on charismanews.com. We did a big story in Charisma magazine. There were some other people that did it too, but I felt that it needed to be documented. And it was very, very carefully documented. And, you know, there are a lot of people that hate the whole idea of prophecy. I'm talking about Christians. We call them cessationists. Right. And that's a discussion for another day. But interestingly, they didn't really attack me or the book because it was very carefully documented. I mean, we had videos of Kim Clement, you know, saying this, and Chuck Pierce and some of the others. They did seem to say that that Trump would be elected for two terms. And when that did not happen, and by this time, there were a lot of other people, I say, kind of jumping on the bandwagon that Trump would win. And when it didn't happen, there was a great deal of criticism. So, you know, when it comes down to an election between two people, whether this election or any election, a lot of times is picking the lesser of two evils. We know that. But we're wanting to go beyond the politics to, you know, what the Lord is saying. And I believe personally, and as I put in my books, and people can read my books if they want to hear what my opinion on this, is that whatever weaknesses Donald Trump has, that his strengths far outweigh them, and that he is a great leader. And I've even said in different settings that it's almost like he's a hero for those of us who believe in religious freedom, who believe in the sanctity of life. And I could just, you know, right, go down the concerns we have. However, do we really need a hero?
Yeah.
And also, isn't it true? I've seen this. I hate to say this, and that some people, some really, really strong MAGA people, put him on a pedestal, almost make an idol out of him. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I know you're alluding to the word that I heard from the Lord this week. As soon as you texted me a couple of days ago and said, "Hey, I want to have you on my podcast," you know, or I guess you texted me a few weeks ago or something like that. But when you texted me this week and you were specifically saying you wanted me to share what the Lord is saying, I think that there's something when it comes to the prophetic where as soon as the Holy Spirit has permission, you know, he's willing to go above and beyond. And as soon as I texted you back, I remember driving to the bank to drop off some checks, and then I was going to go to work out. And as I was driving, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. One of the things that happened was I looked at the back of this truck, and where you normally see a bumper sticker on the truck, you know, or on a car, a vehicle, I saw the word hero. Like I had a vision from the Lord, and I saw the word hero written there, and it was there, and then it wasn't there. And I was like, "Lord, what was that?" You know, it was kind of crazy. But the Lord began to talk to me about Trump in the from the perspective of him essentially being a hero for this nation right now. Now, I want to clarify that, and the Lord actually clarified it himself. So I want to read a little bit of this word, if that's okay. But this is what I heard the Lord say. He said, "My people are looking for a hero, but the hero is Christ." And then he said, "And until you settle into that answer, nothing else is ever going to fully fall into place." So there is a temptation right now, and there was in 2020, that I believe there was in 2016. It's always there. But there's a temptation right now that the Lord is wanting to warn us as believers against. And I'm not just saying this prophetically, but I believe many Christians are already sensing it in their own hearts, because this is something the Lord is having to deal with in many people's hearts. And the temptation is to exalt somebody like Donald Trump to a place that they were never meant to be. And this is what I believe is actually what happened in 2020. So I recently released a prophecy on my channel, and it was titled something like, "Why Did God Allow 2020 to Occur?" And the Lord gave me a word about 2020. And one of the reasons, and I don't think it's the only reason, but one of the reasons why things went down a certain way in 2020 was that there was idolatry happening in the church. And God was wanting essentially to shake us up or wake us up to that. And I believe that that has happened. And I believe there's many people listening who view Donald Trump and view politics from the correct perspective. So to those listening, please don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not trying to bring a condemnation, you know, or I'm not trying to say this in a judgmental way. But there is a temptation there, and we need to be aware of it. We need to be aware of the schemes of the devil. But here's what the Lord's been speaking to me this week, Steve, that has kind of shocked me a little bit. So many people remember the Batman series with Christian Bale that came out several, you know, maybe a decade or two ago. And this is kind of funny. It's kind of weird. You know, God speaks to me in ways that I can understand. And I believe he speaks to people in ways that we can understand. And so he used this illustration. And I, to be honest, I did not write down what I was hearing at first because it was a little strange, but the Lord kept saying it over the last couple of days. So I finally wrote it down. And what I heard the Lord say was, I saw the scene playing in my mind from the second Batman film where Commissioner Gordon says about Batman, he says, this is the line. He says, he's the hero Gotham deserves, but not the one it needs right now. And what he's referring to in that moment is there's an evil person laying on the ground dead who's Two-Face. So, you know, this picture of showing one side to the public and being a different way behind the scenes, who had committed a crime, and they wanted to keep that person looking good to the people so that they wouldn't lose heart and that it wouldn't, you know, go into more chaos. The city wouldn't fall into more chaos. And so this character, Batman, and I'm not recommending that movie to everyone, you know, it's a pretty violent movie. I'm not recommending it to everyone, but the Lord's using it as an illustration. This character, Batman, says, I did it. He says, I'll take the rap. I'll take the fall. I can look like the villain. I can look like the criminal in this case so that the city is protected, right? And this is what the Lord said to me. He said about Donald Trump this week, and I didn't write it down at first, but I finally did. He said, he's the hero the nation needs, just not the one it wants. And so I believe based on this, and I did not connect this to the criminal trial and all of that and the conviction until just yesterday when suddenly it hit me. The Lord's talking about this, you know, this conviction and him essentially taking the rap for something and it all being in line with this has to happen in order for God's will to be done. That's and some people may think I'm crazy for just saying that. But the picture that God is painting is that he's still working. And I just sense this from the Holy Spirit right now, Steve, that the picture he's painting, he's still working. He's still in control. And he's still got an ace up his sleeve that none of us know about right now. And the Lord's not talking about everything going our way. He's not talking about, you know, us getting everything we want necessarily. But what he's talking about is God is using Donald Trump to defend something that's under attack in this nation that's been under attack for a long time that matters. And it has to do with the way that the country was founded. It has to do with the founding fathers. It has to do with the Constitution. But it also has to do with the biblical values behind not everything, but some of the foundations of this nation that are under attack. And God is saying, hey, even if I have to use a criminal, I'm going to use a criminal in order to get this done, in order to get something done, in order to make this change. And another thing I heard this week, I heard the Lord say, he said, I'm coming with restitution and fire to burn up that which sat in my way, unknowingly opposing the very precepts I laid down. And the precepts he's talking about are the biblical values that in some cases this nation was built and founded upon. That are, they're not just crumbling. They're not just under attack. They're lying in a pile of rubble right now for many different reasons, but specifically because the leaders in place have not upheld those values. And even in the cases of the people wanting those values to stay in place, the leaders have not represented the people accurately in protecting those values and protecting the rights and protecting the freedom. So that's what I've been hearing this week, Steve. That's what I believe the Lord is saying. I'm submitting this as a prophetic word, the parts that were from the Lord. And I'm saying, hey, everyone listening, take this to the Lord in prayer and pray about it. If the Holy Spirit tells you differently, go with what the Lord's saying. If the Word of God says something else, go with what the Word of God is saying. But I'm submitting this as a prophetic word and asking everyone listening to pray about it.
Well, let's talk about the 2020 election. It was very close, and there's been a lot of discussion. Was it stolen? Was it not stolen?
Right.
And, you know, there were prophetic voices, some of them pretty shrill. There were people that I personally kind of tried to keep my distance from because I didn't agree with the attack they were taking. But why do you think the election went the way it did? Because We had a lot of problems in 2020. It seems in some ways that they've even been worse with Joe Biden in the White House. You know, we don't have time to go into all that. But why do you think it happened the way it did, kind of in light of what you've been talking about?
Well, I think one of the reasons, like I said, could potentially be idolatry. And I believe that's what the Lord has shown me through that other prophetic word that I shared. You know, that there's a opportunity for us as Christians to represent Jesus Christ to the world. And as soon as we put our hope and our trust and the future, not just of our lives, but of this nation, into the hands of a politician, Trump, Biden, whoever it is, or a party, or something happening in the White House, you know, like somebody getting elected, as soon as we put our hope into that, what's going to happen is every opportunity that we have to share Jesus with the world is going to be tainted by where our hope is actually lying. Because we're going to get into conversations with people this year who are unsaved or who are on the fence about God and about Jesus. And as the church, what did Jesus say? He said, hey, this is the Great Commission. Go into all the world and preach the good news to all nations, right? And we're going to be, if our hope is in something else other than the good news of Jesus Christ, what's going to happen is we're going to be teeter-tottering and we're going to end up preaching a good news that Jesus didn't tell us to preach. And we're going to say, well, here's the good news is that Trump is coming back, right? And it's like, wait a minute, that is some good news, but it's not the good news, right? And it's secondary to the actual gospel message itself. And I would say not just secondary, it's way below par, right? It's way down here with all these other things. There's one message that stands above everything else. And anything, any threat of idolatry in our hearts is going to make it more difficult. Now, it's not impossible. God can still use us even when, you know, we've got issues to work on. I believe that 100% because of the grace of God, because of his compassion, his mercy. But it makes it so much more difficult to take those opportunities when we have them and to lay down maybe some pride, maybe some, you know, some of the things we're putting our hope in and to say, hey, I know we have some political disagreements right now, or maybe we're on the same side. It doesn't matter. But whatever it is, politics aside, where are you with the Lord right now? You know, have you met Jesus for yourself? Can I please share with you what Jesus has done for me and what he's meant for me in my life and the things that he saved me from and pulled me out of, you know, and the change that he made in my life? You know, there's this verse in 1 Corinthians that talks about God using the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And yes, we could apply that to someone like Trump. We could apply that to God, you know, using some things that the world would, you know, a lot of the media in the world is calling foolish and stuff. God can still work through those areas. But more specifically, what he's talking about there is he's talking about the gospel message, the message of the cross itself, that the God of the universe who could do anything, who's all powerful, the creator, decided, hey, I am going to come down and I'm going to allow my son, myself, to be crucified on a cross when I didn't have to. And that's the message that the world needs to hear. And it sounds like foolishness to some people. And here's the temptation as well, Steve, is to us in the church preaching that message when we could be trying to convert someone to conservatism or to our political sway. That can seem like foolish sometimes, but the Holy Spirit's going to come in that moment. He's going to say, hey, I know you want to say this over here, but let's shelve that for now, because this person needs the love of Christ right now. They need to hear about what God has done for them. And yes, God can use the political platform. He can use all of that as an opportunity, a witnessing tool. And I believe he's doing that. And specifically, I'd like to share one way that he is in a minute. But more importantly, are we listening in the moment to what the Holy Spirit is leading us to do and say? And I believe, Steve, more than anything else, if somebody gets radically saved and they get filled with the Spirit, if there's something wrong with the issues they're supporting, and the politicians that they want to see in office, the Holy Spirit's going to begin to work on that in ways that we honestly never could. And he's going to make more of a change in their heart than we ever could. So my encouragement to every person listening would be, let the Holy Spirit examine your heart this year and say, Holy Spirit, am I sharing the good news or am I just sharing some good news, right? Which one is the priority? And that's not to say that we can't stand up for freedom. That's not to say we can't stand up for biblical values in the government. I absolutely believe that we should be doing that, but we should be doing that within the context of my first and highest priority is to share Jesus with people who need him.
Well, I agree with you 100%. And I think what you're saying is so important that I wanted to use my platform to give you an opportunity to say it. And you also told me before we started that God told you. He's still working, and he has an assignment for us as we fight for biblical values in this nation. And I'd like to ask you if you would elaborate on that.
Well, that assignment looks different for every single Christian, you know, but the first thing we need to do when it comes to the election, it comes to the biblical values and everything, we need to pray and say, Holy Spirit, who do you want me to vote for? Number one, Holy Spirit, what other practical steps do you want me to take? You know, I had to do that in 2016, Steve. And to be honest, I've shared this on my platform recently. I wasn't going to vote for Donald Trump if I was just thinking from my natural perspective, because I had all these questions in mind. And I obviously wasn't going to vote for Hillary either, that, you know, but my thought was, do I not vote, or do I vote for a third party? Like, what do I do here? And I prayed, and the Holy Spirit said, I want you to vote for Donald Trump. And I said, okay, all my questions will be answered later. I just have to be obedient. So as Christians, we need to be obedient to what the Holy Spirit is asking us to do. And the only way to do that is to actually go into our prayer closet or the car or wherever we meet with the Lord, you know, on our way to work, turn the worship music on and just, or whatever, you know, whatever works for you, but just say, Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me for this season? Do you have a practical step? And if he doesn't give you something specifically practical, we've already got steps to take in the Word. And we need to make sure we're handling that, right? And the good news is God's grace is available. If we're missing something, you know, or we're off, or the Holy Spirit has to correct something, his grace is available. And we don't have to be condemned by that. We don't have to be ashamed of that. But instead, we can make that correction under the leading of the Holy Spirit and through the love of Christ.
You know, there's a lot of things in the news about how people who hold to conservative values and certainly biblical values are actually persecuted. Now, they lose their jobs. I mean, there's a movie coming out called Average Joe, in which a coach was actually fired because he knelt in prayer. Yet other football players were taking a knee to show disrespect to the national anthem. And there's many, many examples. You know, this is Pride Month, and there was a man who was going to be fired because he wouldn't raise the pride flag.
Yeah.
Do you think that do you think we can expect more of this in the future? What is the Lord saying about that?
Yeah, Steve. So I don't have time to read the word right now that I heard, but I did recently hear a word about persecution coming to Christians specifically in this nation, especially during ramping up in the fall of this year. So I'll be sharing that word at a later date. Obviously not right now, but that's not something we need to be afraid of. I mean, Jesus says, hey, you're blessed when you're persecuted, but it is something we need to be aware of. And when the persecution comes, number one, God can work all things for good to those who love him or are called according to his purposes. So if I have to lose my job for saying yes to the Lord, yes to biblical values, and standing up for what's right, then God's going to bring something better along at the right time, right? Or if I have to make a decision that makes me look like an idiot to the culture, I can do that. And I can do that with a smile on my face, knowing that God's still in control and that I'm technically blessed according to what Jesus said. So there is a level of sacrifice that it takes to stand up for truth, to stand up for what's right, to stand up for the Word of God in the society and the culture we live in. But I'm here to tell you, no matter who you are, it's worth it. That sacrifice is worth it because you're not making it alone. Jesus Christ is standing there with you through the power of the Holy Spirit, just like the three men in the fiery furnace. What do we see happen? They stand up for what's right. And they said, God is going to deliver us. And even if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow. So they were not willing to compromise. But what do we see happen right after that? There's a fourth man in the fire, and Jesus, his presence is with them like never before. And that's what I believe we're going to see as a nation and as Christians who live in this nation. We're going to see an outpouring of the glory of God. And I mean that in a very practical way. I'm not talking about some ethereal thing out there, you know, or some like, well, revival's coming sometime. You know, no, I'm talking about in our personal lives. We're going to see we're going to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. We're going to sense the nearness of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to be able to say, no, I have the peace of God about this. And I don't have to be afraid of what the culture says. Even if I lose something in order to be obedient, I would rather walk in the peace and the joy and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Well, as we wrap up the short podcast, I want you to give the last word, but I also want you to tell my audience how they can connect with you, how they can subscribe to your podcast, and if they want to reach you, how do they do that?
Yeah, so you can just search for Troy Black on YouTube. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and I'm on Rumble now as well. But then on top of that, you can go to troyblackvideos.com, where you can actually find my prophecy archive. So we've put up a list of predictive prophetic words I've shared over the last 3 or 4 years, and we're showing the results. We're showing, hey, here's what I said. Here's what happened. Here's the timeline I said was going to happen in. Here's what happened within that timeline, so that people can go and they can read the words for themselves. They can examine it. They can pray about it. They can make a judgment call themselves, so they don't just have to take my word for it that I'm hearing from God, but they can look at it. And I believe when people go look at that archive, they're going to see consistency and they're going to see accuracy as well. But then on top of that, I'm also creating a film this year called The Outlier, and it's a documentary film about Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. We're also going to be talking about some of the things that happened after that. And so if y'all want to watch the very short teaser trailer on YouTube, just search for The Outlier teaser trailer and you should be able to find that. Now, please note, it is a teaser, so there's not a lot of content to it there yet. We're going to be launching an official trailer at a later date. But that film is coming out this year. And so if y'all want to follow that, go check out the teaser trailer on YouTube.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Troy Black. I believe what he has to say is very important. I hope you subscribe to my podcast, The Strang Report. Hit the little button so you're notified when it's on live every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. Share your comments below. I want to know what you have to think about our podcast today and also about Donald Trump. And if you're interested in the book that I mentioned, God and Donald Trump, it was the first of several. Each of them is very important in its own way. You can find out more on my website, stevestrangbooks.com. And if you're interested, you can get them in a bundle if you want to learn more about Donald Trump and what I have researched and written over the years. Thank you for tuning in again to The Strang Report. Until next time, God bless you.